Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man.
And welcome to Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. I think our host, Joseph, has technical difficulties there. It's been a hot week down here in Texas, let me tell you. But it'll get cool about November, so we'll be all right down here. A lot of crazy things going on this week, a lot of things in the news. The rioting continues in the states where it's allowed to continue. We have officers being attacked and beaten. We have people that don't agree with their agenda being attacked and beaten. A lady that was holding an All Lives Matter sign was shot in the head and killed by BLM and Antifa thugs, socialists, if you want to call them. I don't think things are going to get a whole lot better. China's continuing to go on. Erdogan in Turkey has turned into a Adolf Hitler Jr. over there. Keep an eye on what's going on in Turkey.
Hey, I'm here. Sorry about that. I was having difficulties there, as you were saying and stuff. But, yeah, they got Sassy Frassy, who's back here with us tonight. Virgil will be joining us here in just a few minutes and everything. We'll continue where we left off on Monday. And I tell you what, brother, things are getting really tense. They're mandating masks now all over the states and stuff. And, yeah, I tell you, I don't know anymore, you know. And stuff. But I'm going to go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, man, I mean, this is nothing that unexpected that we haven't seen coming and stuff like that. The parentheses are coin shortage is BS. They're moving as rapidly as they can to a cashless society. The next thing they're gonna say is COVID-19 is being spread by cash. Therefore, we can do that, and we're due for another big false flag event here. And I'm really thinking. I'm really starting to think that the next one we're going to see is, oh, my God, the Chinese, Russians, whoever they pick to blame it on.
Have hacked the banking system,
and we're going to have to shut everything down for a few days. And we, your government, knowing how hard it is out there, we're going to let y'all draw out $100 of your money a day.
Check this out. Well, you know, here in New Mexico, all the restaurants are shut down again. We just learned that the governor of New Mexico is holding an indoor fundraising dinner event with Joe Biden this weekend. That's a slap in the face to everybody out here. You know, 100 people inside of sort of fundraising indoor dining, and nobody's raising hell about it.
Of course
not.
As I said all along, the laws only apply to a president. They're not laws. These edicts passed by these wannabe tyrants that are completely unlawful and unconstitutional. And the sad thing of it is people are just falling in line, you know, for the good of all, which I think was originally said by Goebbels, who was Hitler's propagandist guy there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're falling. I swear, man, if they had these guys come on the news tomorrow and say, look, the coronavirus has gone anal. The only way to save yourself now is to stick your finger up your ass and walk around with it. I guarantee you,
Right. Well, what's your thoughts on that, Sassy? I mean, you know, we've called this for 6 years on this show, right on the spot and everything, and now. The Louisiana, you know, Virgil's governor had this thing with AC air conditioners that the virus, well, he gave the idea to our governor, and now she's freaking out, you know, it's like, you know, come on. I mean, what's your insights on this? And everybody, this is Miss Sassy Frassy. We had her on the show Monday and everything, and welcome back to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you guys for having me on your show. I appreciate it. I think this is part of UN Agenda 21. It is globalist plan for communism. It's absolutely go time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's apparent on all levels. If you look at your local government, your county government, you'll see a planning department. If the country is about private property rights, why do we need a planning commission to tell us what we can and cannot do on our own private property. So that's a big heads up. And unfortunately, the education system has been successful in indoctrinating young people, and media has kept regular Americans disconnected and distracted. We have lots of false flag events, not just those that light up, but, you know, let somebody out of Hollywood say something or mainstream media say something, and then everybody's, you know, gaslit, actually.
That's right.
And they're caught up and distracted by that. So there's plenty of distractions going on. Major pieces are moving across the board. Here recently, there was a World Economic Forum hosted by the International Monetary Fund. And whoever controls money controls everything.
So right. I've been keeping a close eye on that and everything. And I'm noticing here in New Mexico, some of the stores are claiming that they're running out of change already and are asking for our change.
Well, that's part of what I was telling you guys on Monday night. Mm-hmm. The International Monetary Fund wants everything digitized. And I saw this week, it has been off and on for quite some time, but the big money globalist types, they're behind all the Bitcoin and getting everything on the Internet to have it all digitized. And
right,
they want everybody wearing a mark. And, you know, if you need groceries, you're going to have to wand your arm. If you want into a building, wand your arm. I mean, that's being implemented over the last 10 years. None of this is new. I've been watching this for about 20 years.
Right.
And it's just now in the face of Americans, and it came under, you know, masked in the form of a virus, which is simply a catalyst for change. It's not that the virus is deadly. There's not millions of people dead everywhere. It's being used to usurp the Constitution. The Constitution specifies and enumerates how laws are created in this country. These mandates are edicts. They are unlawful. You cannot suspend civil liberties. You cannot force people to stay in their homes. You cannot seize property of business owners. That's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. Where's due process rights? And in fact, where are they paying compensation to these business owners?
Exactly.
What about the people who have had their properties burnt down in these riots?
I'll tell you what, you just take the show over.
Go ahead, Russell. Go ahead, what you're going to say.
You're not saying anything that I didn't say at the start of the show to begin with. This is nothing new, as you said. This has been going on for decades, all right? The push into a cashless society, you can call it digital, whatever the frick you want to, but it's cashless society because the one thing they can't control is spending when it's passed. They have no record. Digital, every dime you spend, you track. Two, private property has been dead for 30 friggin' years, all right? You might think, but especially here in Texas, here's a great example here in Texas. You can pay off the banks here, all right? That $200,000 house that you end up paying $350,000 for by the time you get it paid off. So you pay off the banksters, all right? And then you lease your land from the state of Texas. You don't own that. If you think you do, miss one of those property tax payments.
Right.
See what happens. So that property's been stolen dead for decades. All right? And then moving forward, there's a lot of stuff going on internationally, too, you have to be watching. Erdogan in Turkey, that's another little Hitler in the making right there, let me tell you.
Yeah, Constantinople, he's turning the church back to an Islamic service instead of a museum. That's got a lot of people.
Yeah, what was that? Sophia. Dang it, I can't think of it.
Yes.
can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. That
you're right.
A,
you're right.
That is now a whatever the hell ones call their stuff again. I mean, and I mean, just coming unglued. And you look at the sign that's going here, and I know, Sassy, you've been with the FBI a long time, or were with them a long time. You've watched, you've done a lot of investigations, you've watched this stuff unfold. And with the country as divided as it is right now, there's absolutely no middle ground in the absolute violence and attacks happening to the people that disagree with the socialist revolution led by BLM and Antifa. Do you see any way of avoiding a full-blown domestic conflict coming? Is there any way around that? Do you see one? Or what are your thoughts on that, Seth?
My thoughts on that is I agree with what the World War said about communists. Trump really missed the golden opportunity. And then when he first took office, within 48 hours, he should have terminated all the previous administration appointees and holdovers.
Yep.
Government's full of Marxists at higher levels. It's shocking. And I can tell you, when I left the service to care for my mother with cancer and now taking care of older family members, I plenty of people this, and you know, it fell on deaf ears. So I'm at the point where I, you know, and these are supposed to be people who care. Well, you know, I got pretty heavily involved with a lot of activities, you know, and a lot of it falls on deaf ears. And unfortunately, in my opinion, the people that are in office are all about their egos.
Well,
they're not,
you know,
about the country. They've lost the – we don't have any real patriots, in my opinion. The patriots you're going to find are in working-class Americans, everyday Americans. That's
right.
Where the patriots
well,
I think we're going to have a civil war one way or the other. It's coming.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what I find it so hard to believe is that I think people – are deaf and dumb to what the deep state actually is. They think, oh, well, we're elect a bunch of Republicans and that'll fix everything. You know, and I sit there and I tell people constantly, you can vote once a week and twice on Sunday and you're going to have zero effect on the deep state. They don't understand
who right.
These characters
are. Those
are
employees
they
that
are
in for 20, 30, and 40 years. You don't vote them out.
Right,
they're doing an agenda. And that agenda,
right.
By the way, was signed in 1941 by FDR. He signed the UN agreement, and it was put in place by closet communist Woodrow Wilson called the League of Nations.
Right.
That is exactly
right.
Who is behind
on.
All of this. That happened way before any of us were born.
Yep. Hey, right. Virgil. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I had to drive the Dallas 500 loop to get down here to this Love's truck stop and shut it down before we run out of time.
Uh-oh. but anyway, I mean, you know, Sassy's right. I mean, we've talked about this for years, and you know, and I've said this over and over. You know, me and Russell and Hurricane Inn, we did a radio broadcast on this, and we you know, about the pandemic, everything that was being planned out before all this started. We just didn't know when.
And the thing, the big thing is, and I think Sassy was 100% correct, I mean, Bill Clinton did it. Trump missed a hell of an opportunity to take a big, big bite out of the swamp. When Clinton was elected, that's the first thing he did was he fired every friggin' judge, I think, sitting on a bench and set about replacing them with socialists. But the second thing is And I want, since Sassy was up close and personal kind of with all this stuff there, and I know she was serving during Barr's previous tour as AG.
God.
Let me tell you, I catch more flack about this, but I think Barr is as big a swamp creature as there is out there. He's had evidence of sedition and high treason sitting on his desk for 2 years and has done nothing. Now this Durham investigation's been put off till after the election, which tells me they're hoping upon hope that Trump gets defeated so all this goes away. I think Barr's a big swamp creature, and I think these people are going to continue to walk free until we the people rise up and hang them ourselves, so to speak. Am I wrong on that, Sassy? What's your opinion?
Well, I tell you, you can't be a fence sitter, and he certainly is a fence sitter, and you're absolutely right. He's had everything at his fingertips and more.
Mm-hmm.
It is a shame. And quite frankly, I don't see Trump doing a whole lot of his constitutional authorities. He's got to be, I'm sorry, and I'm going to make a lot of people mad when I say this, but I think he's weak. You can only be a victim for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then either you do something about it or, you know, crawl under the rock. But he has serious constitutional authority. Every single one of our federal agencies that I've looked at, and I've looked at them all, I've had plenty of time, on their websites, they are all implementing UN agendas. Again, your county planning department in every county USA is implementing UN agenda.
Our AG, Hector Balderas, out here is right in bed with them. Everybody's calling me in that case.
System, Betsy DeVos signed in 2018 the UN agenda for education. That's why you see LGBTQRSTXYV. I mean, it's insanity. The country's been rolled and Americans are not away. They're behind their mask, hiding in their house. And I just want to say that Georgia's governor come out today and said that there'll be no mandates in this state, and he's suing the mayor of Atlanta over it.
Yeah, I read it for him on that one. You know?
Yeah, you know, and I applaud that because he is absolutely correct, and every governor in the country should be doing that. Now, here in Texas, we have Hot Wheels Abbott, who I think has been CCP-owned for years now because some of the stuff that's gone on in the last 30 days, maybe 6 weeks, over $1 billion of our oil reserves out in the West Texas was sold to the Chinese.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then 130,000 acres of land right there next to Fort Hood was sold to the Chinese. And that happened in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. When we did our investigation several years ago with the Roy Finicum on these minerals and so forth, we discovered that, you know, the uranium, the gold and everything, all that was sold to China and Russia for the mining rights. All the land. That's why they were trying to burn all these ranchers out up there in Arizona and up there in Oregon. That's what the whole thing was really about.
I've seen video of that. That's unbelievable. And it's,
you know,
it really happened. It's terrible. And, you know, I have to wonder at some point what's going to be the tipping point? What's going to be that shot heard around the world?
I don't know. We've been saying the same thing, Sassy. We said that same thing.
That's a very, very good question. And honestly, I think we're just about there. I think you're starting to see some of it. Of course, the socialist revolution that's going on. this is happening in Democrat run states for the most part. Mm-hmm. And they're being allowed to do it with no repercussions. This is following kind of right down Saul Alinsky's rule for radicals. Or another good example you could follow is do your history and look what they did in Germany when they turned Nazi. Mm-hmm. Break down the wall, Hitler's brown shirts, which in effect, in reality, or real time, if you want to call it now, is Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
Attacking everything to that. And I don't mean to sound racist or anything, but white people here in America are the new Jews.
Now, that's true. I was reading up on that today from several stories that are out, so I had to go to the museum where there all this propaganda, and that's what it is coming from. And apparently, if you believe in working hard, then you're part of the white culture.
Mhm. Right.
Roger, what's your thoughts, brother? You're awful quiet back there.
Oh yeah, I'm just kind of resting up. Long drive today. Long drive. Over 500 miles today. But this Louisiana is a prime example of all of this, what y'all saying now with this governor we got.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to pop like a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
People are just, he's talking about going back to this phase one shit again, and everybody is just in an uproar. There, some sheriffs are saying they're going to enforce it. Other sheriffs are saying they're not going to enforce it. I mean, our attorney general for the state is telling the governor he can't do this. It's unconstitutional. And the governor's just ignoring everything. I'm looking for somebody to bust a cap in his ass pretty soon.
All right.
Well, I mean, we're tired of it. We're fed up with it. We're just fed up with it.
I hate
and
to
we're,
say it, Myrtle,
you know,
your governor's influencing our governor. Got her thinking the same way he's thinking now. You know, you were talking the other day about the air conditioner units and how the virus is going. Well, now she's thinking the same thing now and stuff.
Well,
and it's my God.
I'm not wearing a mask to go grocery shopping. I'm not wearing no fucking mask to go grocery shopping. Now, here's the thing. You see, he left kind of a loophole in there with the mandate, the mask mandate. Okay? If you have health problems that prevent you from wearing a mask, you don't have to do it. You don't have to produce proof of your medical condition because of the HIPAA Act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, we got
that's
that
none
same
of their
thing here.
That's none of their
here.
Business.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
When I get back home, I should be back home probably late tomorrow night. I'm gonna take about 3, maybe 4 days off of this truck. I've been in this truck 2 weeks, and I'm going grocery shopping and pay some bills and stuff, and you know. Oh, we're going to call the cops on you. We'll call them. The number's 911, bitch.
Right. Well, it's like this attorney told me. I talked to a couple of attorneys the other day, and they said, you know what? Walk in there without, you know, go in there, wear your mask, and then pull it down. What are they going to do, arrest you?
Well, here's what they're talking about doing. Here's what they're talking about doing, Russell. They're talking about charging people with trespassing. How in the fuck can you charge people with trespassing?
Well, the thing of it is, this mask thing and stuff like that, it's an edict, it's unconstitutional, but the majority of people are going to follow it because they're sheep. But getting back to what Sassy and I were talking about, I think the shot's coming that's going to be heard around the world. because people have seen what happened. This couple in Missouri, the governor said they didn't do nothing wrong, but this little left wing wing nut there, city attorney, county attorney, whatever, is going to try to press some kind of. People are seeing that and going, no, no, no. And like I said, these socialists, the socialist revolution, been pretty much protected to this point by these governors of cities and the mayors of these cities that allowed this to go on. Now, when they try to move out of that area to some other areas, they're going to run into some problems, and it ain't going to take long for fire to be returned, so to speak. Because I tell you what, if you think you're going to come here in Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, maybe Oklahoma, stuff like that, do you think you're going to walk in there and start burning stuff and looting people's houses, and they're saying, oh, we're going to take over Texas, and you start assaulting
people?
Because, let me finish, because they're white or they think different than you or whatever like that. I'm going to tell you, you get in some of these southern states, and people are going to start getting tapped. I mean, the statute is going to start. Then once that starts, the government's going to try to step in. And, and I mean, if they put every federal agent, every ounce of military we had on the ground, they couldn't even control the major cities. So what's going to be going on in these rural areas and stuff like that is going to happen. And I really think it's going to happen. I think they're going to pull something with the money, big boss back thing with the money, sometimes here in the next 30 days. I mean, they already started it with the change. The next thing is going to be Russia or China, whoever they decide to blame. Oh, hacked our banking system, and we're going to have to shut everything down for a few days. But we, your generous government, is going to allow you to draw $100 a day out of your account. But it's not going to be cash. It's going to be on your card where they can track everything you can do. And let's not forget, what was it, 6 weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago, the Senate, the Republican-controlled Senate, through the Patriot Act, now these ABC guys, they can go look at all your history, internet history, browsing history, and they don't have to have a warrant anymore.
Right.
And I think that's what it's going to come down to. And I mean, what do you guys think? Sassy, Virgil, Joe, what do y'all think?
I agree with you, Russell.
It's the couple. Okay. On one hand, it pisses me off that they went to the house with a warrant and confiscated their guns. But look at the house these people live in. If I was them and they came with a warrant to confiscate an AR-15 and that little old pistol, fine. Go ahead, confiscate it. I would be at the gun shop the next day with the money that man has got, buying everything on the shelf and in the cabinet.
Well, the thing of it is, and I think, you know, this war has been going on against the police in our different agencies, CBP and all this stuff. Everybody's been under attack. That's in law enforcement. But the vast majority stand behind them. But I'm starting to hear some chatter here and there, and going back to this couple in Missouri. People are going, what the hell's wrong with those cops? They took the same oath we did when we entered the military. They should have told that city attorney, a county judge, city judge, whoever it was that signed that thing, to stick it in his ass. They got to start standing up for the American people or the Constitution, or they're going to lose the backing that they do have. I don't know if that's incorrect, if that's just me or what. Does anybody else feel that? Or
what's your answer, Sassy?
I talk to deputies all the time about that, and they wouldn't have gone. They would have called in sick or whatever, or just told them, here, you want the guns, you go get them. You know, we're not doing that. We're not doing
right.
that at all. You know,
so
because
right.
I can tell you what, it would be literal suicide for the district attorney where I live to sign some bullshit like that and try to charge somebody with some bullshit like that. I mean, we have had overzealous cops, you know, call themselves opening somebody's door and trying to walk in somebody's house in Louisiana, and the next thing you know, they hear 12 gauge racking back, and they try to charge the people with assaulting an officer and all. Oh no, no. Game wardens in Louisiana learn their lesson the hard way. They tried to push their way into a man's house. They told them they could come search his house without a warrant. Okay, and they said, you know, we can come search your house. We're looking for illegal game that you took. He said, come back with a warrant. He went and shut the door. Game warden stuck his foot in the door and stuck his foot inside the house. Well, a man took a damn .45 pistol and shot him in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
they tried to charge him with it, and they couldn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not really listening. I want to know what people say. And Sassy, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, you know, you know about the oath.
Oh, yes, it's a meaningful thing, and I truly took the oath, and I love our Constitution. The founding fathers were actually incredibly intelligent, and I love our country. I want to bring up a couple of things you guys mentioned. I wrote down a couple of things. You know, police, military, and the feds are going to be busy in the city. I totally agree with that. There is also an article that I had sent William regarding, it's from Natural News, and it's
yeah.
about the money that, you know, the train money that they got, Governor Newsom got out there, and Trump asked him where it was. Well, he's been money laundering with China, and according to this mm-hmm. news article, he's stockpiling weapons, equipment, and gold. Now, where did they do that? Well, they did it in Iraq. So this article is also saying that, you know, that's probably to arm BLM, Antifa, and, of course, he's got Mexican gangs out there. And then the article further goes on to mention that a possible EMP by China and would allow them to have an invasion force there on the left coast.
Mm-hmm.
So, no,
I've been hearing a lot about that with China, with the EMP and everything.
With respect to money, people start pulling your money and get barter goods. And I tell you, a case of peaches go a long way after a few months.
Yeah, right.
As far as the police go, we know that Obama federalized them. So remember back during the Obama administration, he did federalize all of them. And mm-hmm. a lot of these sheriff's departments get these federal grants. When they get those grants, there's strings attached to that stuff. So they
mm-hmm.
have to start allowing federal policy to roll in through local level. So, you know, what are they doing?
Right.
You know, my question is, I guess the point I was trying to make, the question I was attempting to ask was, and I understand that on the management level, there's strings that come with the money and this and one thing, but I'm talking about your average agent, officer, whatever, on the street. Why aren't they going, hey, this is unconstitutional, no, I'm not going to do this? Why is that not happening?
Well, in the cities, we know that the mayor appoints the police department, the chief. So that makes them a political tool. And the Democrats, of course, they're always going to play the problem, reaction, solution. So
mm-hmm.
they've Definitely, because they're communists. They've set up, you know, I still think the Floyd thing is highly suspicious. We're not hearing anything about that case. Recently, mm-hmm. what I did read was that there's going to be some audio and video from the officers that comes out that's going to throw the whole thing completely up in the air, and that the cops were in the right, and including
right.
they had fentanyl in his system. So
I heard about that as well.
Yeah.
So not only are they going to do that, but they're going to expose him. He's still alive, Sassy. He is still alive.
They never showed his body.
How can you do an autopsy on somebody that's still alive?
Yeah.
That son of a bitch ain't dead.
Huge false flag.
Mm-hmm.
We're dancing around the question. I understand that these police chiefs are appointed, hired by the mayor, you know, but I'm talking about your average Joe on the street. What's up with their oath? This mayor, police chief, or whatever, says, hey, we're going to do this, and we're going to go confiscate guns because we passed the city law that there was no guns in this city. Why are the
I think some of them are Marxists. I said that they're when I said that they're federalized under Obama, that means that they would be a lot of Marxist plants everywhere
mm-hmm.
across this country and in every single department.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why I was stating not too long ago, you know, when Trump first got elected, what he should do too, he should have cut all the federal agencies by at least 50%.
Yes.
Cut them all out.
And, yes. And he should have written an executive order instructing
mm-hmm.
all agencies to remove Agenda 2030.
Yep. But why he doesn't do it, we don't know.
Well,
That's what we're wondering. I just have a very bad feeling.
To answer
mm-hmm.
Russell's question, the reason why these cops and these, you know, metropolitan cities are going to follow this is because of their pensions, their benefits, their retirement, blah, 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 insurance
mm-hmm.
and everything that's provided for them. You know,
mm-hmm.
if it comes down between your gun and their benefits for their family and their retirement, you know, it's going to be you before it's them. You know, now you're smaller communities, your smaller police departments, your sheriff's departments. Well, that's a little bit different story because, like you said, smaller communities elect the police chief.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Parishes and counties, they elect their sheriffs.
Yes.
The municipalities like Baton Rouge and New Orleans. In Baton Rouge, we had a good police chief. But because he refused to fire Wayne Salomon in the Alton Sterling shooting, he was fired. And Mayor Sharon Weston Broom put in another yes man, so he was the one that fired him. And because they couldn't charge him, they were angry that the Justice Department didn't charge him. You know, but they still fired him.
But people don't understand there's not going to be any retirements. There's not going to be any of that under the transformation if it occurs. They're not
right.
What they know now is not going to exist moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, here's the thing, Sassy, and I've been thinking about all this. You know, we've been hearing a lot about these elderly being murdered in nursing homes. Who's to say we're not going to be next when we reach a certain age? With this
well, you already are
COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember that movie Logan's Run?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that old movie back in the city, Logan's Run?
Yep.
Yeah. When you turn 30, there a little light comes on your hand, and then you got to go get executed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not in the least bit worried about that because I think Sassy's 100% right. You're going to see a complete breakdown of the economy and
yes.
society.
Mm-hmm.
I would say at the very latest, right after the election, okay, this thing's going to rip
mm-hmm.
wide open. And I don't think people fully understand what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Once this happens, it's going to take a while. Things to get settled down, for the trade route to get reestablished, you're talking 3 to 6 months. And as we've discussed before, when those store shelves go empty and people get desperate, you haven't seen anything. And I think we're
right.
literally talking about millions and millions upon lives being lost during this thing.
Right.
And
it's gonna make
the first Civil War look like a picnic.
Right.
Russell. And she's talking about barter items. Well, let me tell you something. Me and Russell can tell you how good you can barter with a can of Spam and some fruit cocktails.
Yeah.
You can get some really, really good shit for a case of fruit cocktail. I know from experience.
That's why I stocked up on fruit cocktail and Spam, Virgil.
I really
just take it into a Filipino neighborhood, and brother, you will get all of the boom boom you want.
Well, here's the thing that we're trying to say too is with China, we're going to have an actual Red Dawn. I mean, they're going to invade us.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Is on April 2nd of this year, they were appointed by the United Nations.
Yep.
Investigators, global monitors on freedom of speech, health, forced disappearance, and arbitrary detention. Well, because it's the United Nations saying that, you have to think in the inverse of everything that they just said. Instead of investigators, that means police. And they are going to be the global police force, and they're going to take away your freedom, take away your speech. There's not going to be any health care. There will be disappearances, and there's going to be lots of locking people up.
That's why they're emptying the jail cells, these prisons. They're trying to make room for us. Like I said earlier, Sassy, if you remember, I said that earlier, Sassy, they're making room for us, people like us.
Well,
you know?
It's feet first here.
Yep.
I just hate to tell them. I ain't going anywhere. I can too.
Right. Well, you know, you and I talked a couple of days ago. You asked me, you know, some things, and I'm going to say it. My house is booby-trapped. They want to come try, more power to you. Good luck in trying to get in.
Right on.
You know.
Right on. And,
you know, good luck to them.
Joseph, the idea of you booby-trapping anything really scares me. Really scares me. And I know
trust
it scares
me,
Russell, too.
That, well,
I know
that,
you,
Virgil.
Well, trust you, Virgil.
Well,
I'll put
it
this way. Anybody tries to break through my windows, they're going to get an awful lot of razor blades.
Well, let me, that brings up a good point and stuff. And I've seen a couple stories here in the last day or two, right? And the Patriot Movement, the militias are under full blown attack. They're calling socialist revolution characters. Freedom fighters, they're being praised in one thing or another, and all of a sudden the Patriot movement, we are the bad guys. We are the domestic terrorists. DHS, instead of investigating the people who tried to storm the Alamo, all of us that were there have gotten visits from the DHS.
Right.
So we're the bad guys because we were standing between them, the police, and the Alamo.
Right.
Oh yeah, and this little punk that likes to walk around with two ARs, with this not fucking around coalition.
Ray Raymond,
Grandmaster J. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know this little punk, not personally, but I know of him. I've been listening to his mouth for about 2-3 years, and. Anybody that follows behind this thing, it takes an idiot to follow behind a fool. And, this guy here, even the Black Panthers are calling him an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's saying
something. Nation of Islam, is that who he is, Virgil?
Yep.
No, he's what? What did you say?
Is he part of that nation of black Israelites, or how do you say it? The
new Israelites or something like that.
Yeah.
No, he's not part of that. What he is, he read too much Malcolm X. Everything he was talking about, you know, a black nation within America, blah, 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 blah. Well, back in the early 60s, before Malcolm X found out what the real Nation of Islam was about, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or whatever they called him, he was talking that same shit. He went to the UN with that same shit. He traveled the world talking that same shit and everything else. And it totally got rejected. The UN just basically laughed at him. And he's just repeating the same thing. He's a little bum is what he is. He's a bum. He wants to live off donations. He's like a combination of Al Sharpton and Louis Farrakhan.
Here's the thing, Virgil. When he called out,
you know, I mean, you go knock on somebody's door and they got a little chihuahua dog, they'll call you out too. But are you really scared of them? Are you really worried about them? you stomp your foot, they run away. Okay, he's going to walk up to a car. We're carrying two AR rifles, okay? Now, if that man would have come out of that car and when he had them across his chest trying to hold them rifles, if he'd have snatched them rifles out of his hand and punched the piss out of him, I guarantee you he'd have took off running.
Yep.
I know the species. An empty wagon makes a lot of noise.
Well, here's the thing, he talks all that shit, and
Russell's seen it too. He can talk about ex-military all he wants. When the first shot is fired, he'll be the first son of. He'll look like Forrest Gump running through the jungle. He'll pass everybody.
Right.
So, you know, but here's what I was going to say. Well, if you remember, he was mouthing off saying they were all going to Texas to take Texas over. What happened to that?
Okay,
He never showed up.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Okay. 200 idiots with guns. Some of them don't even know how to load the goddamn things. We saw pictures of that. 200 people are going to roll into Texas and take it over. Okay, let me know when this is going to happen so I can set up my lawn chair, my sun umbrella, and have my ice chest ready. Okay, because
right.
I want to watch this shit.
Right.
So there you go. That's why
he
said,
was one of them. I'm going to tell you who he was. He was one of them. Now, Russell knows these people and where they're from and the location I'm talking about. He was one of those people that wanted to march through the town of Mahmoud, Louisiana, wanted to do an armed Black Panther march through the town of Mahmoud, Louisiana. Now, Russell knows these people from Mahmoud, Louisiana. I'm pretty sure he's been there. Okay? These people, you want to talk about no fucking around. You come through Mama, Louisiana starting shit, you're going to know the definition of not fucking around.
Right. Right. But,
I mean,
you know,
these are people, you know how they party down in Mama, Louisiana? You know what the biggest party is? Mardi Gras. And you know how they celebrate Mardi Gras? They ride through town on horseback, drunk as shit. and they ride to people's houses where they throw live chickens off of the roof of the houses, and they jump off the horse and chase the chickens all around the yard. They get cut up, bruised up, break arms, break fingers, everything, just to catch a damn chicken to cook a gumbo. These people are unspooled.
Right. So there you go.
And I mean, I'll send y'all some videos of these people. And I mean, these people love to fight. They love to fight. They love to shoot stuff. So if you're going to throw an armed protest, anti-white armed protest down the streets of Mamou, Louisiana, please write your next of kin on your socks or something. Okay.
Right.
Make sure you know somebody. Give somebody your name and number of the next of kin, because you ain't coming out here.
Right. There you go. But, you know, to get back on topic, you know, with all this going on and everything, you know, we see it, and I'm like parts of, you know, the people in the United States are seeing it and everything, but, you know, what's it going to take to piss everybody off enough to actually get them going, to get them to step in?
It's getting to the point in Louisiana with this governor. It's getting to the point. It's getting to that boiling point. It's getting to them. They're fed up with it. Everybody is fed up with that son of a bitch.
Well,
so,
I got an article up right now out of Utah. And the county commissioner, he was GOP, decided to postpone a meeting regarding a mask requirement for students in K-12 schools because the entire room was packed full of citizens and nobody was wearing a mask. So the citizens started booing him really loudly. So it's starting to happen. I saw another article today where some guy leaped out of his car and shot two county employees at work and with a concealed carry took out the shooter. Yeah, this was in Indiana.
Yeah, I think there was an elderly guy that was doing the same thing, and he ran over a cop over at Walmart somewhere because he didn't want to wear a mask and everything, and he was kind of fighting back, but he ran over a cop. You know,
the elderly man ran over the cop?
Yeah, he ran over the cop. So, but he's in jail now, but people are actually getting upset with the mask thing. We're seeing that. But what I'm saying is, what's it going to take to get everybody really pissed off?
It's not the mask thing. It's the shutting people's businesses down. You know, these people have families. I mean, sure, it's a ballroom. You know, it's not really, you know, that essential, but people that own these businesses, they have families to feed and they have bills to pay. And you can't just arbitrarily just say, oh, well, ballrooms are the problem. No, you cannot do that.
Well, that's what they're doing, Virgil. I mean, like with our governor. Oh, all the restaurants and bars are going to be closed because all these viruses are airborne and everything. Well, now we're going to close. But wait. I'm going to have an end-dying fundraising this week with Joe Biden with 100 people.
Russell, wait till college football season starts. Do you think the NCAA and the SEC is going to have all of these football stadiums shut down and lose billions and billions and billions of dollars?
Most of them already are.
I think a lot of people are interested in stuff. As you've seen, these smaller companies are hurting, small companies, this, and you've got to look at it like this, especially the farmers and ranchers, okay? You're seeing a corporate of our most precious resources, I guess, if you want to call it that. family farms that have been around forever going down. School getting shut down, a big part of that. That's a lot of stuff that isn't being sold every week, you know, mm-hmm. every month, stuff like that. And these big corporations are buying up these small farms and stuff like that. And pretty soon you're going to have one or two, maybe three corporations that control the whole food supply.
Yeah.
Think of that.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
That plays right into the sustainable
Monsanto.
Development agenda.
Monsanto.
Yep. And we're actually seeing that right now. I mean, with these farmers and all that, you know, they're going to be affected again. They're going to have to kill their stocks and stuff, and it like before. And everything, but you know, I don't know, guys. I mean, I think we're at the point of no return. I mean, we're there, we're here, we're there.
Oh,
there's no turning back.
We've hit the apex, and it's all downhill from here. And I'm sorry to say it, it's the last thing on earth that I ever want to see happen. And I think there's people on both sides that are pushing for it, and I think they mm-hmm. really have no idea what they're pushing, what being pushed into. And
mm-hmm.
all I can say is time is short. You better get your shit together because it's going to be very, very hard.
That's right.
Yep.
It's going to be very,
that's right.
Very
and if you don't, and if you don't believe the corporations are trying to take over the food supply, okay, all you got to do is read your Wall Street Journal or look at your stock reports.
Yeah.
Look at Monsanto, and look at W.R. Grace Industries.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who W.R. Grace is? W.R. Grace Nabisco. Okay. Look at what they own. Look at what they own already. Look at the list of products.
When they sold out to foreigners, everything tasted horrible. I quit buying their products.
right. But guess who owns all them?
Every jar of peanut butter and jelly you buy, no matter what brand name it has on it, is owned by W.R. Grace.
Yep. But guess who owns
Look
all them, though? China. China is buying all these corporates, believe it or not.
Yes, and our government is allowing it. They allowed a lot of it. They allowed them
mm-hmm.
to buy all our pork. And I read a story earlier that China, you know, with the river overflowing there, and if the dam breaks, when the dam breaks, which it will, reminds me of a levee breaking,
yeah.
But they're saying that's going to be the end of the food supply.
Yep.
So people better, you know, here's what I think we're going to see. So much pandemonium and panic. Just lay low.
Yep.
Just lay low, wait, because, you know, those without any sense are going to go to the government screaming, so they'll probably get institutionalized convenient
mm-hmm.
location, and then it's going to get nasty.
Yep.
And
that's
they're
going to
need to bring some help, because
yep.
I believe the American people can handle it, the real ones, and they're going to have to bring in some help, and I think that's when we will see.
I'm going to disagree with your handling on it. They can handle it. All right. A couple of weeks ago, right around, a couple of weeks ago around the house, they were doing maintenance on the cell towers. We didn't have any cell service for about 3 days. Okay, no cell service, no internet, no nothing. The teenagers in Ibbotville Parish were at the brink of committing suicide.
That's the first
okay.
group that's give up and go to a shelter somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are going to have a
because
meltdown when this happens.
Because they couldn't get on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. They were going nuts. They couldn't play their games
mm-hmm.
or none of that. They went absolutely batshit.
Well, TikTok's banned now in the United
They're
States.
They're FEMA camp candidates. They'll give up. They can't make it without power. They don't, you know, they don't know how to grow anything. They don't know how to be self-sufficient. They're going to surrender to the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the real Americans I'm talking about. I'm talking real Americans.
Like us.
Right.
I mean, like I was telling my roommate today, we need to start stocking up on seeds and stuff. Because when this happens, we're not going to be able to go into town or anything. So it's best to grow our own foods. You
That's
know,
right. You're
going
to be holding down your own for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and buy some chickens. And I mean, I got 20 acres I can play with. So, you know.
You better have
everything.
Already own that.
You know. So,
now,
and I'm renting.
When Obama got elected.
We're renting. Right, but no, we're renting this place, but our landlord's cool. He says, do anything you want, you know. So, but and we don't have to worry about city water because we have well water up here. So
right.
if electricity gets shut off, guess what? We got a pump. We can hand pump the water.
Right.
Hey, guys. I'm gonna have to cut out for the evening. I got some paperwork, a little patch.
All righty. Well, it is coming up on the second hour. All right. Go ahead. Maybe Virgil will take it with Sassy here. We can go on another hour if you want, Virgil.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, Sassy. Good night, guys.
All right. Good night, Johnny. I'm fixing to finish off my spinach fettuccine MRE that I'm eating out of my my mess kit here in the truck. And I'm
going
to throw my
bunch of hands. All right. Well, me and Sassy will talk for a little while and everything, if you like to do that.
All right.
Steph, but you be safe there, Virgil. Yep, and you'll be good. We'll see you Monday.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good night.
But anyway, Sassy, you know, and there, these are a lot of good points that people aren't realizing that we've been talking about. But, you know, we need to, I don't know, I was thinking, you know, how can we keep getting this out there and wake people up more? What sites, is there like any good websites for people to look up to research for themselves?
Well, the thing is, here, I'm when I look at things, I'm looking for consistencies, for trends.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent you several links today in a separate email from that first one. I also have a YouTube page. If you just look up Sassy Frass and look for the thumbnail, that's the Patriot female loading the cannon.
Okay.
That would be the one. And I've got several playlists on there. I don't make videos because there's already great stuff out there. And
right.
I've got some new stuff that's called, it's under the playlist Global Communists because that's what they are. And I also have one that's called Class Time, and it's for those who want to know more about what a communist is, who were the main players, and how in the world did they roll one of the wealthiest, largest nations on the planet and kill more people than the Nazis dreamed about. And as well as there's video on there about the Khmer Rouge. So really, and these documentaries are old school, so they're brutal. And there's also one on gulags, which is absolutely, you know, if you don't have a tough stomach, don't watch it. There's one
don't
on there
watch
called
it.
Anarchy USA. That's also brutal. This is from John Birch Society. It's old school. It's black and white. Starts out with the riots out in Watts in California. I grew up out there as a kid. I clearly remember seeing my parents in the garage panicking, and every garage door on our street was open, and everybody was in there making rounds. And I asked my dad, I said, what's going on? And when the sun was going down, he took me out to the sidewalk, and we looked at the sky. He says, you see where it's orange? I said, yes. He said that part of the city's on fire over there. So he said they've got the military in there. We don't know what's going to happen. So we're trying to defend our home. So, you know, back again, you know, Russell was making some really good points with respect to, you know, the cities. You know, very concerning when we have a news story that, you know, from employees that are saying that Newsom is laundering money with China and stockpiling weapons, equipment, and gold. You know.
Yeah, and my friend Derek Gibson, who's running for governor over there, he's been bringing all that up. Our governor is the same thing. She's tied in. You know, and you know this.
She's
you know this as well as I do.
Well, is she stockpiling?
Our news affiliate KRQE, Larry Barker, is doing an investigation on the PPE, wondering where all the money is going.
Yeah.
See?
So she's arming somebody. She's got to be. So the police and military
somebody.
And the feds are going to be busy dealing with the craziness in the cities.
And
that's right.
Like
it's going to go on out here in the counties. But what's going to happen, in my opinion, this is my opinion based on, you know, different scenarios, but everything's just going to – the United States has already collapsed, okay? It really has. You can't have this many trillions in debt and it not be. It's unrealistic to think that we're still solvent. We are not.
Right.
And to continue to kick the can down the road is not going to work anymore because the road is – we're at the end of the road. And there's going to be a high percentage of people in the United States who are going to absolutely lose their minds when this hits the fan, because there's not going to be going to Walmart. There's not going to be going to get your prescriptions. I've cut my finger. I need to go to the emergency room. None of this is
going on.
It's going to be gone.
This is what I've been seeing.
There's going to be no telephones. There's going to be no gas stations. There's going to be none of this.
And you know what for? It's for the new Green Deal that they're wanting to implement, which they're already doing.
Well, they have to get the population down, and they're going to, you know, if they get their way, you know, of course, Congress is going to go hide in their bunkers, and of course, you know, when Trump signed that emergency deal, that put the country in like a continuing of operations mode, and when he signed the emergency deal. So, you know, has he reversed that? I haven't seen any news that he has. I haven't looked for it specifically because I'm past counting on any of that.
Exactly.
And the sooner people realize that they need to start weaning themselves off, the better off they're going to be. And just,
it's
a hard,
it's
bitter
like,
pill to swallow, but the sooner you do and realize what's happening, the better off you're going to be, and you can't help somebody else if you can't help yourself.
Oh, exactly. And it's like, you know, me and Lucretia's talked about this many times. I don't watch regular news. Once in a blue moon I do. But the rest of the time I'm watching old TV shows and stuff, but I also tune in. I get my news from Lucretia Will Johnson or some of the others, you know. That's where I get my information at and my research and stuff. But that's what everybody else needs to start doing too. But people need to start taking this seriously. When China steps in, I'm thinking it's going to be at the end of the year because Agenda 21 has to be done by the end of the year. That's their deadline.
Well, they kicked it off to 2030, but I think they put it into high gear because they found out that the virus worked. And too many countries fell for it. And, you know, Trump, remember, he said 15 days, and here it is July.
And what I don't get, Sassy, and I've been racking my brains on this, governors have 30-day extensions on these executive orders that they're signing. They've all expired. Why is nothing being done? Why is nobody going in arresting these governors?
Correct.
You know, why is it being allowed?
Well, I think part of it is being allowed. It is a planned scandemic. But yeah. I find it amazing how many sheriffs do not understand how much constitutional authority they truly have.
Exactly. And I was trying to tell a sheriff that I know very well up here in Santa Fe, his name is Mark Page, and I was telling him, I said, Mark, you know, you got every constitutional authority to arrest the governor. Why don't you do it? And he was like, that's not that easy like you think it is. And I'm like, but Mark, you got the power to do it.
Well, they need to form a sheriff's association within the state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like the county commissioners did when they said, hey, you can, when she tried to outlaw guns, and then I think a couple of county commissioners said, hey, we're making our county, you know, you can have guns here. And
yep,
then I
sanctuary.
Think a bunch of, yes.
Yep. Yeah, I'm in a sanctuary gun city zone, as a matter of fact. But
yeah.
I mean, you know, but it, I mean, you know, this is starting to get you know, I want to say probably by next month we're going to really see it kick in, you know, and especially around September.
Well, especially when the schools go back, and I'm terrified, you know, for parents. You know, I would definitely, well, I didn't when my kids were small especially, put them in public schools. Do not. The Supreme Court has ruled that if your children are on school property, they belong to the state.
Mm-hmm.
And there is absolutely no reason any American, real American, by definition, American, should be sending their child to a Marxist indoctrination camp to begin
exactly.
with.
Exactly. And here's my thing on that, and I've been thinking this over and over. Why do you want the kids to go back to these schools? Keep them closed.
Well, I don't know.
Homeschool, you know, homeschool them, re-educate them. That'd
there
be
were
the best
a lot
deal.
Of scenarios back, I guess, about 8 years ago, maybe 10, that were being talked about on in little certain news websites where schools were planning, and it was even being reported on local news, where schools were planning these events and they were taking the children from the schools on buses to an alternative location without notifying parents.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Mm-hmm. I
so
remember
what was that
like
exercise
that.
About?
Right.
And, you know, there's no way.
It's kind of like back when we were kids, back during the Cuba crisis and stuff. You know, I don't know if you remember, but I remember in kindergarten hiding behind my desk.
Oh, yeah.
For the A-bomb.
Big thrill.
You remember those?
Yeah, the sirens would go off and you'd get under the desk.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's going to
help. Right, you know.
But at least
I know.
They didn't haul you off to some secret undisclosed location because no telling.
Right.
It could be an airstrip and they were hauling your kids on, you know, Chinese-made C-130s to those cities over there in China, the ghost cities. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You've heard about
you know,
the ghost cities in China, right? They've built these cities
right.
and nobody lives there.
Right.
Excuse me. And nobody
Same thing.
Lives there.
Right. And what's the purpose for those being there?
Correct. So,
Possibly.
You know, there's just too many scenarios. And, you know,
yeah.
all eyes are on China right now, but actually it's the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're appointing China, that they've got the Belt and Road Initiative. You know what
mm-hmm.
that is. That's global
mm-hmm.
infrastructure. And I'm very
oh, yeah.
concerned with Trump pushing infrastructure right now. Does he know, is he possibly allowing the building of all this infrastructure? You know, he was in Georgia and he was talking to these people, and every single county I look at, they're implementing UN Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
It's in their plan. I've read, you go read your county's comprehensive plan. That is straight up UN Agenda 21.
Yep.
It's telling you what you can and can't do, where you're going to live, and, you know, it's ridiculous. There
I've
got a little
That's
story
a, they're
to
They're trying
tell.
To do like a housing zone or something like that, you know.
Well,
and
of course,
here's
they want everybody on bicycles. So I'll tell you a story. Okay, so close to me, they were going to widen the road to a four lane. Of course, this is in the county. And I've already read all these comprehensive plans, but the state DOT had a big open house at the school, and everybody shows up over there, and they didn't have a meeting. It was called an open house. You can look at the map, and they'll try to answer your questions. So I actually had quite a lot of fun on that, and I didn't like the way they held that, because if you held a meeting, then everybody would be hearing the same information. This way, they had everybody, it's like a Delphi, and they Delphied everybody, and actually they couldn't answer questions. So I'm looking at the map, and they ended up having to give their top guy over, and I'm like, why are you putting in these sidewalks here? I said, have you been up and down this road? I said, do you realize nobody walks out here? How much money is it going to cost to put those sidewalks in?
Right.
That nobody's going to use. And furthermore, why are you even putting this whole project in when the town down the road has a different plan? And further down the road in 2030 in the comprehensive plans, there's no roads. There's only walking and bike paths. So why are you spending all this money when it's only supposed to be bike paths and walking paths?
Right. That's just wasting money. You know,
well, they ended up getting canceled on that project anyway because nobody up here was going for it. But yeah, and so it's just ridiculous. So what is the president out pushing now? Does he know what it is? Has he read it? Or is he still got Jarvanka up there that nobody voted for saying, yeah, sign it? And I don't like the USMCA. He signed a treaty with Mexico, who has an elected communist who is under UN 2030 and UN troops are there. And Canada, who lets everybody in, and he's a communist as well. Plus, they're tied to the EU. So why are we doing treaties with them? They're enemies too.
Right. That's my question. I mean, I know the Christian's going to come down on me and everybody else, but why is Trump allowing all this stuff to happen?
Is he
part of the plan? This is what I'm thinking and seeing. Is he part of their plan for the 7 year of darkness that's fixing to fall upon us? We're there. We're here. We're there.
Yeah. Well, if you notice back when he was campaigning and after he said the thing about Russia, then all of his supporters started getting beaten up. And that was never addressed or never mentioned. And I'm watching this live stream by several people who are outside, and people are being beaten. Their cars are damaged and everything else. They continue to get venues that are too small and leaving people outside to be victimized.
Yep, and they set them up for a trap most of the time. Now, I'll give you an example. I had a rally last year up in Santa Fe, and I got word that Antifa was going to show up, this and that, and I was going to have Cowboys for Trump, and they were going to be there. I had a lot of people there up in Santa Fe at the roundhouse where our governor's at and everything. And, you know, we kind of got a little scared because we know how Antifa is, but, you know, only 12 showed up.
Okay.
12 Antifa members showed up, and there was only 150 of us against them. But the thing is, they were trying to escort us into a trap.
Well,
I don't know where
I know where Democrats are in charge. That's just
rule now. Yeah, exactly. And that's how we felt. We felt like, you know, but we were thankful that only 12 of them showed up, you know, and everything. They were like, well, we're going to get back up, but they never showed up. But, you know, and because of that, Cowboys for Trump canceled out, but Cooey showed up anyhow and everything because of this. But, you know, you never know. I mean, Trump supporters and these the people, Trump supporters who are out there protesting it so peacefully, they get led into a trap all the time with the counter-protesters.
Yes.
You know, They'll see this all the time.
Well, it's been going on, what, 2016?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, now it's kind of evening out a little bit. But, you know, still, yeah, I have to question, what is Trump's real agenda? What's really going on? I support the guy. I mean, he's done a lot for our country and everything, but I still have lots of questions.
Well, I think,
you know,
honestly, my opinion, yeah, there's certainly a lot to question. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially with all the authority he has, because every single federal agency that we have answers directly to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he banned the flights from China, you know, the state,
mm-hmm.
there was a State Department employee who let those flights in. What has happened
mm-hmm.
to that person? Are they in Guantanamo? Because if you go against an executive order by a president, you can go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely can go to prison.
Yep.
Maybe
you're
in the military.
We don't know.
And you fail to follow a direct order.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going on with all of this?
Exactly. Maybe they're having secret military tribunals that we don't know about. You know,
that's unconstitutional. And I don't I don't believe any of the Q stuff, and I don't believe these people are being arrested, because unless I see some documentation, it didn't occur.
Exactly. And, you know, me, Virgil, and Russell, we're the same way. It's like everybody asks, are you a Q follower? It's like, no. I don't know anything about it. Don't want to know.
I saw that pop up, and I looked at it for about a week, and I thought, well, who doesn't know this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying attention, you know these things are going on.
Right, right, exactly. And that's why, you know, a lot of people don't, just like Russell said, it's a spy off. It's an operation from inside.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what, you know, and everything. But also, too, it's like, even with, you know, some of this other stuff that's going, it's so crazy. It's like, you don't know what to believe. You don't know what to trust, you know, and everything.
Trust
but
your
it's
instinct.
Like,
trust the Constitution.
You know, exactly, and everything. So, but everybody's like, William, spot on. You guys have been spot on in your show. How do you get your information? It's like, we pay attention. We research. That's something we tell everybody else. You guys need to do the same thing. Quit listening to Q. You know, do your own research. You know,
exactly.
Fact check,
the WHO has a website. Go read about the Global Vaccine Action Plan.
Mm-hmm.
That tells
mm-hmm.
you exactly what's going to happen to these kids when they
mm-hmm.
get into school. It also
mm-hmm.
tells you why the news media is pushing it constantly, because they're called those influencers, and they get money
mm-hmm.
for it.
Oh, yeah.
Any
celebrity
that comes out and pushes this virus mask-wearing stuff gets money for it.
Oh, yeah. Just today, the news was saying, oh, they're in the final stages of the vaccine.
Don't take it.
Exactly. It's going to be a placebo, like you were saying Monday. That's all it is.
I don't think it's going to be a placebo. I think it's going to be the double whammy. But
yeah,
I don't take vaccines anyway.
I don't either.
Monkey genes in the labs are nasty. They're made overseas. There's no American standards of inspection for it.
Yeah.
They're putting in thimerosal. They put in
mm-hmm.
aborted fetus tissue.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I need that.
Everybody gets mad at me because I don't take the flu shots. It's like, I don't need to. I go, the first time I took it, I got the flu the next day. So why am I going to take this damn vaccine?
Yeah.
you know,
right.
know,
And they're always wrong. No matter, you know, if a lot of people take it and still people, they have a flu outbreak, they're like, well, we anticipated type B this year, but it was type C. And so, you know, there's no way to predict these things. In the meantime, you got this junk floating around in your body. Now, imagine if you take vaccines and they have thimerosal. Thimerosal is mercury, okay? So when they activate this 5G, what's going to happen to people's brains? Because they've got all this mercury in their body.
The same
That's going to react.
The same thing. That's the same thing with wearing healthy people wearing masks. It does the same. It has the same effect. You're breathing all that stuff into your lungs.
Well, the 5G is, you know, it has a megahertz wave to it, and so the metal in your body is going to be reacting to it.
I mean, so we got a couple of 5G towers not too far down the road over here.
I can't believe target practice hadn't took those out.
All right. But it's like sometimes, you know, when I pass through, I get migraine headaches.
Yeah. We're here, we do not have any cell towers, any of that kind of stuff. It's a bunch of private property owners, and everybody around here says no.
Right. Well, they stuck them up out here in the middle of the night because one day, you know, I told my roommate, I said, where did that tower come from? That wasn't there last night, you know. So, but anyway, well, it's getting close to that time and everything, and I thank you, Sassy, for coming on the show. And
well, I appreciate it, and enjoy
hopefully
it.
We'll have you back on again sometime soon and get some more updates on this. A lot of people really did get some good information on Monday's show, got a good some good compliments and stuff. And everything. So, but hey,
they've
you know,
go read the IMF website. Just type in IMF and do any search engine, and it'll come up. Read what they're doing. Read Global Vaccine Action Plan. Type it in, just like I said, Global Vaccine Action Plan. You'll see the WHO website come up. It's right there. Scroll down. You'll find it. It's a PDF. Buckle up and read that thing.
So, you know, for my listeners out there, you know, listen, research it, you know, and everything. So, but all right, my friend, we're going to go ahead and close the show and everything, and we'll be back Monday night. And you have a good weekend. Keep in touch.
Okay. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night, everybody. Y'all have a good night, and we'll see you back here Monday. I am out.